On grades. Oh boy!
Coming to get you.
I'm good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we were here with one of the WWE's best of all time, straight from the bottomless pit, the one and only. I'm a little creeped out right now. The Boogeyman. Boogie, how are you? Oh, no. I have a bad feeling about this. Boogeyman, how are you today? I say I'm a good kid. My father-in-law might say differently. But Boogeyman, thank you so much for your time. What is it for you like interacting with these fans today? Oh boy, I'm gonna take a step back here.
First of all, I'd like to thank all my fans for coming out and supporting.
Oh boy.
Of course, without you, there is no. As you look into the mirror, what do you see?
Well, I'm going to have nightmares tonight, that's for sure. Boogeyman, real quick, I want to talk to you about, we saw you at NEW Northeast Wrestling, sharing the ring with Mick Foley, and Mick Foley wanted to eat a worm with you. What was that like for you?
First of all, step aside, all seriousness, Mick Foley, one of the best in the world. He opened doors for people such as myself, for his characters out there.
Absolutely.
He's one of the best. It was a true honor to be in the ring with him. And not just being in the ring, but he has to be served.
It was epic.
Yeah, are you kidding me? It was the best thing ever. I mean, it was one of the highlights of my career, man. And big props to Mick Foley, man. And people such as Mick Foley. I mean, there's a long, ongoing list of people that have influenced me in terms of this business. Mick Foley's definitely one of them that's at the top of the list.
Oh, so cool. And what a moment that was. And lastly, Boogie, I know you're very busy. You know, got some people to creep out here at the Harcon. What advice would you give to people? We have a lot of indie guys on our show trying to get into the business. Any advice for them?
You know what? You just refuse to lose, man. You know what? And, F excuses, man. F second place. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you got to deal with life as it comes, but on a basis where you determine the outcome. You know what I'm saying? You paint your own picture, man. You got to make your own way in life. And in life, you're going to be denied 99% of the time. You know, and chances are there'll be, you know, quite a few people trying to tell you that you can't accomplish your goal or your dream, or you're too old. And anyone out there that's listening that knows my story, hell, I lied to get on the Tough Enough. You know,
I remember.
The guy my age was 10 years younger than me. Okay, and I was 40. Okay, so go ahead and do the math. It's never too late, man, if you truly believe in yourself and go by the correct path to make your dream come true. Don't just blow shit up your own ass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to work for it.
Yeah.
You know, so and the difference between success and non-successful people are the people that actually believe and apply themselves. Take a leap out of faith, you know, believe in themselves 100% wholeheartedly, regardless of your closest friends or your closest family member may tell you, no, I don't think you can do it. Screw that. Screw that. As long as you believe it in your heart and soul, baby, the world is yours.
Wow. I'm not only creeped out, I'm very inspired right now. Boogeyman, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
We're right back at you.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Guys,
one of the... Oh, I'm creeped out. All right, I'm getting out of here. One of the all-time greats. Oh, boy.
Coming to get you.
I'm good.